everybody. Here we go. That's right. It's happening. We've got a brand new episode for you. Are you excited? I'm excited. I can't remember the last time that I was this excited about something. Well, I don't know. I got a boombox for Christmas one year. That was pretty cool. Bienvenidos and welcome, hey. Oh man, it's been a hot minute since I've said those silly words, isn't it? How's it going, everybody? How is everyone feeling? Do we have a collective sense of happiness? Is everyone feeling real groovy cool? I hope so. Happy Halloween. That's right. We got a Halloween episode for you. It's not going to be about Halloween very much. Who cares? Who gives a rat's nonsense? I haven't done this one in a hot minute. I've been very focused on making sure that my other podcast project has had, you know, enough success to get its legs going and get up off of the ground there. You know what I'm talking about, right? That's right. It's How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, a podcast that I've been doing with a friend of mine named Luke Fagenbusch. Some of you might be wondering, well, if Luke is such a good friend of yours, why hasn't he been on this show? I don't have a good answer. He's not that good of a friend, I guess. No, Luke is a very... I met him doing comedy. We've been buds of the stage for years now. I like the show that we're doing over there. It's a very generic and hacky premise, but I mean, if I'm being honest with you, I'm having a lot of fun doing it. So who cares? Who cares how generic and horrible our podcast is? It's fun to do. It's fun to be on. And it's not 100% comedy focused. You know, we're trying to talk to performers of all kinds. With that being said, everyone that we have spoken to is a comedian. Haven't found any ribbon dancers to talk to yet. What do we talk about on that show? Well, let's be honest. Most of the folks that are listening to this have probably already listened to all of the episodes of the other show because you're good fans, right? Right? You still love me? who cares? I appreciate the folks that like to check me out whenever I'm doing stuff. That's always nice. A couple of my coworkers came to a comedy show. That's right. A real live stand-up comedy show. It was indoors. Shh. Don't tell anyone. No one had masks on. It was terrifying. No, I'm just kidding. It was fine. Everyone was socially distanced. A couple of coworkers of mine came out to check out the show. They got to see me do my comedy bits. As my mom says, they saw me do my sketches. She doesn't say that. It was a fun time. I've never done 20 minutes comfortably before, so that was a nice little turning point for me. I got 20 minutes of material that I'm not completely ashamed of. Hurrah and huzzah! My girlfriend and I bought two large TVs, a couple of 65-inchers. Why did we buy two? Well, let's get these facts very straight. I bought zero. She bought two because she wanted one for our basement and one for her parents. I can say that because they don't listen to this show. Spoiler alert, guess what? Y'all are getting a TV for Christmas. I hope they don't buy one before Christmas. They've been talking about upgrading their TV for like the entire time that I've known them. And so now we're in this weird limbo space where we're genuinely afraid that her dad might go and buy her mom a TV for Christmas. And the one that we bought was on sale, so it can't be returned. We might be hawking that noise on eBay. Who knows? Anybody want a 4K? 4K, LG, life's good. It's a decent TV. What else is happening? What else is going on in the realm of Lauren? You can tell I'm rusty. I don't know what to say. I don't know what I want to talk about. I just felt bad not doing anything with my own personal podcast for several months. So here we are. I told my girlfriend that I was going to go and drive Lyft today and make some money, and instead I'm doing this. So, I don't know. Thanks for listening. I'm already bored with this. I don't know. I don't really like just sitting here talking to myself. I prefer to converse with other people, you know, bounce ideas off of them. I'm not good on my own. I'm good with people. I like folks. What else have I been doing? I've been making music. Ooh. For those of you that aren't aware, there is currently a GoFundMe campaign that I started about a month ago. And I'm trying to raise money to get a specific piece of like musical equipment. Everyone that's contributed to the campaign is going to get a couple of songs made by me, which is personalized for them. I shouldn't say that. It's not really personalized for you specifically. I mean, if you give me an idea that you want for your song, like, here, I gave you money, make this for me. Absolutely. I'll do that all day. I did it. And then other folks just give me money and they're like, yeah, just do whatever you want. And that's how we ended up with a song about why I think it's wrong that we can't pee inside of a kitchen sink. It got weird. But all of those tracks are going to be put together and compiled whenever I decide that the campaign ends. I don't think we're going to reach the goal. I genuinely don't believe that I'm going to be able to raise enough money to buy the thing that I want. It was a lofty goal, asking the collection of my friends and family and social media influence to give me $800 to buy some piece of crap that I barely understand how it works, let alone the average layman. But we'll see what happens. You know, Sephora, that's where you buy makeups. I don't know what I'm saying. So far, we've gained about $40 worth of monies. $40 worth of monies. That's 0.5% of where I want to be with 800. Does that math track? I don't know how to do percentages in my head. Who cares? Doesn't matter. I will more than likely end up closing that campaign at the end of the year. But hey, I get it. You know, we're going into Christmas time right now. It doesn't really make sense for you to be given any kind of money to a person that isn't necessarily in your immediate friends and family. But I mean, that just all the people that have given me money, I'm that much more excited about it, because it's like, you know, they decided to take $5, $10, $15, whatever it ended up being, out of their personal funds. Like, they could have gotten HBO for a month, and instead they gave me some small amount of dollarage to make some dumb tracks. What I wanted to do is, just in case you didn't know anything about this GoFundMe campaign, I wanted to drop some tunage right here on the podcast. That's right. You could also just go to YouTube and go to my YouTube channel and listen to all of these these tracks are laid underneath a very, very poorly edited video. You could barely call it a video. It's a slideshow with one picture. That's what it is. These videos are so bad. A friend of mine was like, yo, why don't you actually put some effort into this and make the videos interesting to watch instead of just mildly entertaining to listen to? Well, there's only so many hours in the day. I can't be running around just completely doing all sorts of creative nonsense. Video editing is time-consuming. Music composition is time-consuming. And I have a full-time job and a live-in girlfriend. I don't know why I call her that. I live with her. She owns the house. I'm the live-in boyfriend. She's my sugar mama. I don't think she likes that term. I don't think she likes being called a sugar mama. I could be wrong. Who knows? What else? What else is happening in the world? Yeah, we're gonna put some music down. It's gonna be fun. We'll listen to it. I'm going to give you a real live commentary, as they say. You know, the creator will speak over his creation, making it impossible for you to enjoy. That's what's happening here. But yeah, if you wanna contribute to the GoFundMe, shoot me a DM. Slide into my DMs if you would. And I'll give you the link. Or you can just check out my Facebook page. It's also pinned to the Instagram page for the show. Lots of fun stuff. Check out How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, a podcast with a name so long that it's impossible to remember or tell your friends about. It's the best. Yeah, so without any further ado, let's get into our first track here. Ooh, this one was fun. This was fun to make. This is kind of like where the campaign started. You know, I made this.
I've said it once. I've said it probably 17 times today. This was a bad idea.
It was. It was a bad idea. I shouldn't have done this.
110% bad idea.
But yeah, I decided that I wanted to ask people for money. That was it. That was the whole concept behind this whole thing. You know, I have certain improvisational skills. I've got certain, I don't know, compositional skills. Yeah. Listen to those French horns. That's a lie. I want it to succeed. I think comedy is just saying things that you don't believe.
Making 800 songs.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to write 800 songs. I didn't know how GoFundMe worked. I thought if 800 people each gave me $1, that was like the worst case scenario, that I'd have to make 800 songs to reach my goal. But that's not... GoFundMe has a minimum of $5. So that's only like 162 songs or something. That's the truth. I shouldn't be asking you for money. But I am. I'm asking you for money so hard. You know what? Whatever you were going to get your mom for Christmas, just go ahead and cut that budget in half and give me that half. You know, if you love your mom $20 worth, get her a $10 card and give me $10. That's fair, right? You love me as much as you love your mom, don't you? Don't you? I think you do. I love you at least half as much as I love my mom. Anybody that's listened to this show or anything that I've ever done knows that, like, that's... I shouldn't compare the love of my audience. My audience. What a... God, I hate myself. I don't have an audience. I have a couple of people that like what I do. That's about it. So, yeah. There was the first track, the first one. That was the motivation. That was what made me want to, you know, kind of do things. And then you know, I have other things. Like, this is a very different concept. This is something that I made for Lee Kimbrell. He decided that he wanted to contribute to the campaign. He couldn't figure out how GoFundMe works. I guess the link was broken or whatever. He just Venmo'd me some money, and I did something a little bit different with his. I chopped his voice out of other things that he has done, whether it's podcasting or little independent movies that he's made with Grant Stiles. And I just took audio of Lee saying things and edited it together in, you know, a piece of art. It's art. It's avant-garde. Yeah, anyways, here, check this out.
You're awake, Titus. Chat.
Does it sound creepy yet?
A bad thing to a bad man, and now I'm getting paid to do bad things to you.
I don't know. I think that's pretty creepy.
You used someone else's retainer.
All right, now it gets a little bit funnier, you know. Once again, man, using those horns, baby. I like using horns. It's good MIDI. It's a good MIDI, little compositional term.
You're so cool.
Yeah, This one's fun. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, when I sent this to Lee, he told me something that made me feel really good. He said, "What a beautiful and strange mind you have." Right? Isn't that just an excellent compliment? Yeah. Barack Obama over that sweet organ.
Oh, I think you know Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
comedy comes in threes.
Now that I'm saying it for a third time.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you know you did a bad thing to a bad man.
Fun stuff.
Take it in.
Just take it in.
Take it in.
Oh, boy. These things they're not hard to do. You know, like, there are so many resources out there for you as a person to get.
Ah, you're awake. Let's chat.
I love that. I love the way that ends. But no, seriously, these things are not hard to do. I'm not a wizard. I'm just a person that knows how to exploit YouTube tutorials for my own creative interests. That's all this is. I started out with a basic understanding of how DAWs work, DAWs, digital audio workstations. You know, you hear people talk about Pro Tools. You hear people talk about GarageBand. Those are all digital audio workstations. They're just DAWs. And some of them are very user-friendly. Some of them are a bit daunting. The learning curve to understanding how those DAWs work is a little bit more extreme than others. I use GarageBand. Do you have an iPhone? Congratulations. You have every tool that you need in your pocket to literally do what I am doing. It's not difficult. It's not hard. It's just a new thing. As somebody that doesn't know anything about how to change oil in a car, ask them how difficult it would be to change the oil in the car. They'll probably say something like, "It's easy. I go to Valvoline and I sit in my car while they do it." Versus a person that changes their own oil may say something like, "It's easy. I jack the car up. I find the drain plug. I drain out the old oil. I remove the old filter. I put in a new oil filter. I then replace the drain plug and fill the car with new oil." It's pretty simple. But one of those individuals has like an understanding on how things work, and so the simplicity of it's just a little different. And that's all that music production is. It's not difficult. You don't have to have like an expansive understanding of music theory. But it's all about what you want to get out of it and what you want to make. Like, you can teach yourself music theory. It's not that hard. It's basically just math. And it's not math like, you know, the scary math where it's like algebra. Oh God, they added letters. Like, no, like math in comparison to music is just basic addition and subtraction. That's all it is. You know, there's eight notes in a scale, unless it's a pentatonic scale. I mean, yeah, obviously there's other weirdnesses in it, but I remember I dropped out of college. You know, I took a year and a half of music theory and didn't pay attention. So. And I mean, the only other musical applications that I really have are like, yeah, I've played guitar for a while, but I'm not any good at it. I can sit there and pluck out some chords and come up with a very basic melody. But yeah, I have a friend of mine at work. His name's Kirk. Shout out to Kirk. He was showing me videos of the metal band that he used to tour around with. And that guy makes me look like a chump. You know, like he can actually play his instrument. He has sat down and honed a craft to the point of mastery. And I'm a tinkerer, you know, I tinker. I play around with things until I get bored with them. And music is the one thing that has never really gotten boring for me. So I just keep tinkering with it. And yeah, I remember when I used to sit down and try and write little MIDI tracks and I didn't understand why it sounded bad. And now, I'll be 100% honest with you, I don't understand why certain things sound good. I just keep tinkering and then I'm like, oh, okay, I like that. And then I move on. So anyways, Here's the next one. This one was actually, I kind of cheated. I didn't make this as part of the GoFundMe campaign. This is just something that I played around with because somebody at work, I had just gotten my MacBook and I was kind of showing off. And by showing off, I mean, I sat in my car, I recorded a very basic synth line, and then I recorded my voice saying something over top of it. And the guy, one of our drivers at work, he was like, yo, you need to finish that up and send it to me. And so I finished it up and sent it to him. And this is what we came up with.
Baby, I want to ask you something. It's a small favor, but it's a grand thing.
Such a grand thing.
I have a feeling that you already know what I'm about to ask you.
Oh, this one's fun.
Maybe we're on the same page, and maybe we're not.
I don't know. It's just, it's got like an uplifting nature to it.
Please, will you suck my dick?
Will you suck my dick?
Suck my dick.
I didn't know this at the time, but apparently he wanted this so that he could play it for his girl. Right? And I don't know what kind of success rate that he's gotten from using this track as an actual request for oral pleasure, but that's what he used it for. Yep, he did that. Yep, he did that.
Will you suck
my
dick?
Is anyone else so narcissistic that whenever they hear themselves singing something good that they have to sing along with it? Anybody? Is that just me? Just me? I'm the only one? Yep. Okay. Oh. No, but I'm having fun. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. That was weird. I don't know why it got louder at the end there. But yeah, I'm having fun. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. It's making me laugh, and every time I send a song to a person, it's like, hey, here, this is what you paid for. There's like a moment of panic where I'm like, are they going to be mad at me? They gave me money to make this, and this is the dumb stuff that I'm sending back to them. But every single time, people are very happy. They're just like, oh, this is so funny. This is great. I'm so glad that you made this. I don't mean to make all of you sound like a Muppet, but that's what you sound like in my head. Nah, I'm just playing. Y'all are great. But I am always scared every single time that I send one of these finished products to a person because I have a horrifically strong fraud complex. And I'm like, I didn't really spend that much time on that, or I cheated the song in this way, or, you know, all these songs sound the same. And that may be true, it may be not, but like I said, the people that I've been sending these tracks to have been really appreciative and supportive. And there's one exception to that. I usually get a response back once I send the songs out within like a day or a few hours or something, because people are excited to see what I came up with, I think. And there was one song that I sent out to a friend of mine named Noah. Shout out to Noah, longtime fan of like me and my podcasting and all the dumb crap that I've put out on the internet over the past couple years. And he's always been one of those people that if I ask like, hey, let me know what you want, he'll actually engage and tell me what he wants to hear. And I've used his suggestions multiple times on this show as far as like, you know, talking points and what direction to kind of like take the flow of the show in and other things. He's always got great ideas. And when I sent him his song, because of course he gave me money to make music, I didn't hear back from him for like 2 weeks. And I got real nervous because I was like, oh, well, okay, there goes one fan. Completely pissed him off and he's gone forever. But he did fire back at me a couple weeks later. And he said exactly what everyone else said, that he loves what I'm doing and that I should keep going and I'm a talented person and blah, 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 blah. You know, all that stuff that I wish my mom would say, but she doesn't. She just keeps telling me, stay within the graces of the Lord and everything will work out fine. You know how my mom sounds. sorry, Mom. There we go. Boom. Felt good to say that one. Wow. I haven't gotten to apologize to my mother nearly enough lately. But yeah, anywho, this was Noah's song. Here we go.
Why do we only pee in toilets?
Immediately, right off the bat.
Seems to me like anything with running water should work just fine.
Already hilarious.
Why do we only just pee in toilets?
Hit them hard with the main joke right out the gate, right?
Maybe I'm asking too many questions, torturing my mind.
I've peed in a sink before. Maybe it was at a friend's house. Maybe I just turned on the water. Maybe his toilet was gross.
Yeah,
he literally looked
gross
like he had
toilet.
Dumped cocoa powder all over his toilet. Who does that? Was that actually chocolate? I'm not entirely sure, but maybe you could piss inside of a drawer, you know?
I don't know. This
just
one,
close
it was,
it, never
was really,
open it again.
It was
drawer
dense
is fucking
with
dead
jokes,
to me.
You know, like, there was just more jokes pounded into this one. And I liked
Let's
it.
Let's take this thought
and not only that,
one step farther.
But
maybe
the chorus has this wonderful harmony that's happening. I don't
he
know if it's wonderful, but I like it.
He's 90% water, right? Like, that's the human body. So he should be able to take your urine to the ocean, right?
Yeah, take it to the ocean.
I mean, a dishwasher, kitchen sink, your neighbor's pool filter, anything should work. And yet somebody at the fucking YMCA is going to get my
goddamn
membership
YMCA
revoked because I peed in the shower? This is why we wear flip-flops in public places.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring it in. Build it up.
Why do we only pee Woo! In toilets?
I ask myself that all the time.
Seems to me like anything with running water should work just fine. Why do we only pee in toilets? Maybe I'm asking too many questions.
Oh, I shouldn't have sang.
Torturing
I shouldn't have
my own mind.
I shouldn't have tried. But yeah, that one's fun.
Why do we only
Oh, it's not
pee
over.
In toilets?
Cool. I brought the chorus back. Yeah.
Seems to be like anything.
Lots of fun stuff there. All right, well, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. We're going to fade that out. We're just going to fade it on out. Fade it on out. Yep, all right. That's just fine. All right, cool. Anywho, I hope that you enjoy what I do. I mean, obviously you do, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And I wish I was better at treating, like, you know, creative pursuits as more of a career, you know? I'm a horrifically lazy person. And I don't necessarily push myself and drive myself the way that I should in order to accomplish what I actually want to accomplish in this life. And this GoFundMe campaign has put me in a position where, I mean, this is going to sound bad, but like I feel obligated to create things as opposed to me feeling like I should create things if I want this result. The result's already happened. You know, people put their hard-earned dollars toward the result. And you know, that comes with a weight of responsibility to make sure that I'm doing things on my end. And ordinarily, I would fold under that kind of obligatory feeling, but I don't know. There's something different about this particular project. It feels good, And that's not just because of all the positive feedback that I've gotten about it. It just feels good to consistently be making things. And no one's telling me what I have to make. No one's telling me how I have to do this or how long I have to do this. It's just a cool thing that I'm doing and I'm going to keep doing because I'm enjoying it. So I don't really care about the money anymore. You know, I'm going to keep trying to remind people that there's a campaign out there. And I'm going to keep trying to reach the goal that I've set because I really want that bus RC-505. Oh my God, I want it. I want it so bad. I need it on top of my table, that tabletop looping station with 5 independent tracks. Oh God, I need it. I want it in my life. I mean, if that doesn't make you want to give me money, nothing will. So anywho, I'm going to keep making podcasts. I'm going to keep trying to write new jokes. I'm going to keep making music. And who knows, maybe I'm going to take all of the tracks that are being made through this campaign and polish and master them in a way that is more time consuming than I'm willing to give it right now. And I'm going to put it together as an album. And then if you didn't contribute to the campaign, maybe you'll want to buy the album. Because it seems like a better deal, you know? You can give me $5 to make you a song, or you can give me $10 for all the songs that I've made. I don't know. What do you want? Maybe I'll do a thing where if you gave me the money on the campaign, you'll get the album for free. I don't know. It's not going to be like an actual, like it's not going to be a CD in a case. You know, that's not going to be a thing. It's just going to be a here you go type of a deal. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Either way, I'm super excited about what the future holds for me creatively. All right, that's all I got. That's it. I know it's a little short episode, but check out the podcast with me and Luke, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Go to my YouTube channel. You can listen to all these songs there right now for free. Give me money. That's about it. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Bye.